chances are you're more attractive than you think you are. This is great news for a Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. It's Nikki in the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. Good morning. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot right now, and you may hate me for this, but I'm going to ask the question. So just answer with the first thing that comes to your mind, okay? Kim, how attractive do you think you are?
75%.
75? Okay. Wow, did you put a number on it?
I ain't ugly, but I ain't hot.
I like how you answered that. Mark, how attractive do you think you are?
I was going to say 7.5. I'm going to go for 8.
You're an 8?
I was an 8.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, if he's an 8, then I want to be an 8.5.
Mark, I'm scared to know what your answer is.
Yeah, no, 8.5.
You say you're an 8.5. Yeah. Sam really loves him some Sam. He loves him some self. See, if you were to ask me how I'd be like mild, medium.
Mild.
I don't know that I would have put necessarily a number on it.
Now, would that number change if you were to ask other people in the room to rate you then?
I mean, yeah, well, I hope so. Uh-huh. I would hope that you, if somebody asked me aside from Sam, if anybody asked me how attractive they are and I replied like mild, that would be kind of rude.
Right.
But the truth is, other people do see us as 20% more attractive than we see ourselves.
I would think it's the opposite.
Really? Why?
Because we always tend to think that we're hotter than we
are. No, this is just you. I tried to explain this to you. Sam can run through the list. Like, Sam, I bet you can't tell us what any of our favorite parts of our bodies are, but I can tell you what you love about your body. You talk about these things a lot.
My eyes?
His eyes, his
legs.
Butt, his legs. Like, we've been through the gamut of, like, things, and it's okay.
You're free to talk about your good your features as well.
I just choose not to.
Oh, okay.
Confidence is good. But when we're looking in the mirror, all we see is our appearance. But when other people are looking at us, they're also looking through a lens that shows our personality, our kindness, our intelligence, and our sense of humor. These are factors that make up a really significant part of a person's overall beauty.
Do you look for these things even unknowingly when you meet someone? Are you like paying attention to their aura, their energy,
I think that you'd find that for women, oftentimes those things overtake everything else. I was chatting yesterday with a trainer at my gym. He said he watched a new movie with Pete Davidson in it. And I was like, Pete Davidson is so funny. And I find him extremely attractive. Though I know that I probably wouldn't necessarily find him attractive if it weren't for his personality.
Right,
but he's hot. And he kept saying, yeah, he gets the hottest girls, Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale. So I think especially for women, oftentimes it is those other things that make somebody attractive even more than the physical. Do you think, Kim?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice long conversation goes a good long way with me. That didn't come out right.
Nice long conversation.
So, I mean, knowing this, why do people, I mean, women especially, use so many filters when they are portraying themselves online? If other people see you as more attractive than you are, why do we feel the need to boost our own attractiveness when it's really the eyes and the beauty of the beholder?
I mean, because nobody wants to be judged, I guess.
Yeah.
And I mean, if the filter's there, like, why? You can enhance. But it's because, again, we don't see ourselves as attractive as other people do. So, other people, you see friends with filters and you can't tell a difference pre and post filter, right? They look the exact same, but we all have these, like, little insecurities. And I think oftentimes when we go look at the mirror, we immediately go to the uncomfortable parts.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we see. Whereas I see the best in other people. I'm not looking at that zit on their face or that their hair isn't perfect, but we're really, really hard on ourselves.
Okay, so I think that I'm an 8.5,
so
you're telling me that in your eyes I'm really a 9?
This is the average person.
Okay.
No, this is the average person. And see, that was based on personality, so a little bit of humbleness can go a long way.
Noted.
It's 6:07 right now. This is The Weeknd with Daft Punk and Starboy. It's the Beat 92.5. See, you're hotter than you think you are. Remember that.